My name is Nathaniel Fancher, and I go to what used to be called Denton County, but is now known as Valley Parkway Church of Christ in Lewisville, Texas. Answer in your head. Have you ever murdered somebody before? Probably not, right? So, because murdering is a pretty big deal. We don't want to be around murderers. We don't like murderers. Well, it's one of the worst crimes of all for a reason. Now, why do murders happen? Because people get angry. Anger is a trait. It's a tool that God has given us. We can misuse it, but we can also use it for good. There are times when we need to be angry. A quote from a famous author her name's Brené Brown, says, "Anger is an emotion that we feel when something gets in the way of a desired outcome or when we believe there's a violation of the way things should be." So, things like that, with that's what causes us to be angry. And if we let our anger boil, it causes us to do things like we desire destruction, we desire pain and revenge. Now, is it a sin to be angry? No. The Bible actually specifically encourages anger, but don't sin. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 29 says, "Be slow to anger." Now, anger is a trait that we were made, but to be slow by it. God doesn't particularly like anger, especially from humans, because we want to cause destruction. And what Paul talks about in Ephesians, be angry, but don't sin. So he's encouraging us to be angry when it's necessary. When it's time to be angry, that is when it is so. Now, when we're angry, we want revenge. It's often caused by another person. And so our mind thinks that that's going to be fair. Our mind thinks that's going to cause justice with us. And so the thing is, if we let our anger boil, we're going to think of stuff like that. In 1 John chapter 3, it mentions the analogy with Cain and Abel, where God already saw a murder in Cain when he killed Abel. He did the action of killing Abel, but from the moment he said he hated his brother, or he thought, God saw a murder. God doesn't just look at the physical traits. He doesn't just look at physical murder. He looked at the heart. When God mentioned specifically, when he was choosing a king after Saul, he says he looked at the heart. If he sees murder, if he sees pain, if he sees destruction, if he sees you in your mind saying, "I hate you," you're a murderer in God's eyes. Now let's try this question again. Have you ever murdered somebody before? Your anger will only boil. You'll start to think that unless you deal with the problem. When Jesus talks about the brother leaving his sacrifice to go to deal with the problem with his brother, that's what he's talking about. You stop and deal with the problem.